Its five-screen limited release has already set box office records for art house theaters. Today, the latest film from director Paul Thomas Anderson hits theaters nationwide.
If you found Boogie Nights too vulgar, Magnolia too complex, and There Will Be Blood too disturbing, this movie is not for you. But if you dig dangerous filmmaking by one of the best filmmakers of our time, check out The Master. P.T. Anderson provides a critique of cults, loosely based on Scientology. Joaquin Phoenix plays an alcoholic, sex-obsessed drifter in the post-war 50s. One night, he stows away on a yacht, steered by Philip Seymour Hoffman, a charismatic leader whose book, The Cause, has spawned its own sort of religion.
You are an everlasting spirit.
I know you're trying to calm me down, but just say something that's true!
The Master is Phoenix's first film since his off-screen meltdown hoax, and he could very well win the Oscar. The same goes for Hoffman and Amy Adams, who are horrifically hypnotic in their brainwashing scenes. The film is a self-fulfilling prophecy, daring us to blindly follow what we think is a purpose-driven film, only to leave us searching for answers. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving The Master 3.5 out of 4 stars.